With what you need to know in the news on Wednesday, April 27th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenu. A Jackson man is charged with sexually assaulting a young girl while on the job as a handyman inside of a local residence. Jackson police learned that 27-year-old Carlos Morales Cortez allegedly inappropriately touched the girl and exposed himself to her on separate occasions. Morales Cortez has been charged with aggravated sexual assault with a victim less than 13 years old, as well as endangering the welfare of a child by engaging in sexual conduct. The head of the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs disclosed that there is a third investigation looking into the high number of COVID deaths in veterans' homes in the early days of the pandemic. Brigadier General Lisa Howe told senators at a budget hearing,
"There are currently three investigations that are open and currently still ongoing from the U.S. Department of Justice, the New Jersey Attorney General's Office, and the State Commission of Investigation."
The investigations by federal and state prosecutors began in October 2020, but lawmakers seem surprised to learn of the SCI inquiry. A teen is charged with driving his car into a house in Stafford on Saturday and then fleeing the scene. Police said several teens in the car all ran off after the sedan struck the corner of a house on Mermaid Drive in the Ocean Acres section of Manahawkin, causing extensive damage. Police found the driver at his Beach Haven West home and charged him with numerous motor vehicle summonses. Nobody in the house or the car was hurt. Several incidents at the Rutgers University fraternity Alpha Epsilon Pi are under investigation by Rutgers police, according to MyCentralJersey.com. Several carloads of people went to the fraternity house on Friday yelling anti-Semitic remarks outside and throwing things while yelling baby killers and terrorists. The house was egged on Monday night into Tuesday morning. The number of anti-Semitic incidents hit a record high in New Jersey last year, according to data released this week by the Anti-Defamation League.
In New Jersey alone last year, 370 incidents of harassment, assaults, and vandalism targeting Jewish individuals.
Our previous high was 345 in 2019.
Brina Chu with ADL says Bergen County documented the highest number of anti-Semitic incidents last year, 70, followed by Ocean County. Of particular concern, she says, are the 44 incidents recorded at Jewish institutions, compared to 18 2 years prior.
These increases to us signal an alarming trend shift towards the anti-Semitic targeting of institutions that serve as major resource hubs for the Jewish community.
I'm Dean Alflamia.
New Jersey American Water will replace approximately 1,200 feet of aging water main in Seabright starting this week. The project includes replacing the 16-inch main along Ocean Avenue from Peninsula Avenue to near the entrance of Shrewsbury Riverfront Park. You've heard a lot recently about the unionization or potential thereof for different workers in New Jersey and across the country, and that's hitting the skies as well. Delta flight attendants have been attempting to form a union, and in response, in a first, the airline will begin paying cabin crews during boarding instead of when the doors close. You may need to toss out some ground beef, and this one hits close to home. 121,000 pounds of ground beef products put out by Swadesboro-based Lakeside Refrigerated Services, appearing under several brand names, may have been contaminated with E. coli. We have the recall information on our app. State judicial officials are working on an alternative to a bill passed by the Assembly that, in response to concerns about rising violence, would make it easier to jail people charged with gun crimes until their trials.
Judge Glenn Grant says the data shows around 200 people out on bail who were then accused of additional serious weapons offenses while awaiting trial. He says a bill passed by the Assembly denying bail to most people accused of gun crimes would result in 2,000 people being held.
There is a need to try to tackle this issue in a way that makes sense. But you cannot detain 90% of the people who have not committed a serious offense in the hope of preventing the 10%.
Grant says the courts are working with the Attorney General, Public Defender, and ACLU to come up with a more narrowly focused way to detain the most likely repeat offenders. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Aging in place, meaning in one's own home or with family or a close friend, causes more anxiety among the age group on the cusp of retirement than that which has largely already ended their years in the U.S. workforce, according to a new AP poll. 8 in 10, ages 65 and older, say they're comfortable aging in place. Only about 6 in 10 for ages 50 to 64. Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. Neither President Biden nor First Lady Jill Biden considered to be a close contact. Harris returned to Washington Monday from a week on the West Coast and last saw the president on Monday the 18th. She is asymptomatic, but is taking the Pfizer antiviral pill Paxlovid. During the pandemic, many children missed crucial vaccinations that would otherwise be routine. Barbara Montana with the New Jersey Department of Health says there is a catch-up schedule published by the CDC.
You can get multiple vaccines in a single visit so that the children are caught up on what they need to stay safe.
Montana says in addition to the routinely recommended childhood vaccines, everyone 5 years and older should be protected against COVID-19. I'm Vin Abenew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.